Hello, welcome to the Dream Bubble Show. Good morning, meditation / sending good vibrations. How's everyone doing today? I was just making coffee and some food for myself, and I decided to sing. So then I'm like, why am I not recording? 'Cause this feels really good right now. Thought maybe I could let this out. I thought maybe I can, la 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 la. He said, make something, serve people, do something, make something. So I was just making coffee and breakfast for myself, and I just wanted to sing. I'm like, maybe I'll make a recording podcast and sing and do whatever I can. Because I'm still trying to figure out how I fit in. How can I serve you? Let this begin. So let me know how I could help you. I just want to send out, you know, good vibrations all the time. So now I'm outside on the porch. Whew, soak in that air. Soak in that air. Wee-haw. I should just have a show from up here. Like, this is my stage. One person just passed. Be like, hey, I'm on stage. I'm having a show. I'm having a show right now. You didn't know. It's in the flow. I don't want to schedule because when I plan stuff, it gets messed up. What is that? What's with that? I keep trying to make plans with people, and I'm like, I can't. Something happens on either end. Making plans sometimes, I'm like, I understand. I don't want to make plans because I don't want to cancel. Why can't you just show up? Can you show up to your own show? Can I just make a show in the flow? Because that's the gold stream. It takes me wherever. I don't know where I'm going to be or what I'm doing. Hey, I'm in Ramsey. I'm like, oh, okay. What? Where are you? Okay. Okay, so we travel all over. Oh, it's so nice outside, though. So anyway, we're doing a meditation, but this is more like a podcast for today, this morning. 9:30 a.m. I just want to say good morning to you. This is a good morning show. I made some banana with flax, chia, flax again in a different form, almonds. It's a deluxe mix. Nice. It's called cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, and hazelnut. I had a few grapes. So good. Anyway, I will give you some. I have a bunch of recipes. You can check out my Instagram. # especially if you're trying to be vegan or you just want to eat healthy, vegetarian, just different things that are quick that I've invented that some people say actually looks good. Some people have tried it because they lived with me and they said it was good. Shout out to them. Make me feel better about myself. How can I serve you, though? What do you need? Write down in the description and comment, like, how I can help you. I do a lot of different things, okay? And we gotta sit in the moment, and I would have coffee time with you, like, cheers. We're having coffee together right now. Okay? You wanna hang out, you want a friend? I just need a company, need someone to talk to. I'm better than a psychologist, because I'm looking at you as your greatest version. I'm the new ICU. I'm getting rid of all your labels. I'm going to help you get rid of your labels instead of diagnose you and put you on things. No, there are really good psychologists, but I'm saying we're going to do things a little differently. Well, I think people need love. That's the problem. They need attention. They need to be listened to, speak up, and their voice needs to be heard. And we're all of equal worth. And especially those. I apologize for eating while talking, but. Jeez, this meal is so good. I will give you some. But I'm making a podcast, and I can't put it through the phone yet. Maybe in the future. Look, I came up with a lot of good ideas. I always do. So if you need help brainstorming, coming up with ideas, that's my forte. I'm not as good at the follow-through part. But that's probably just because I'm doing so many things all the time. Or who knows why. It's a huge project, you know. Huge project. Like, okay, I'm going to go to the studio and record, but I have to rehearse with this band that I've never played with, for example. So it's like you have steps, right? I have to go all the way to Long Island to meet them. I'm recording in Brooklyn. I'm all over the map living wise right now. So, getting organized. Where are you located and why? What are you doing in that location? Luckily, the internet... I'm sorry. I should wait to do this recording. I just feel like no one makes podcasts while they're eating. It's weird. Maybe you need to meditate so you eat. You really focus on what you're eating. Are you eating too? Maybe you could eat with me. So, like, really focus on what you're eating. It's so important. I mean, shut up. Let you talk. This is a podcast. I can't hear you. Speak up. Make a podcast back. It could be a game. Fill in the Mad Libs, right? You could fill it in. So right now, I'm going to let you talk. Fill it in. This is your first Mad Lib. You could record back your thoughts, or you can write it out. Or you don't have to answer at all. This is a game I'm making up. So, what do you think about everything I just said? I'm going to focus on what I'm eating. I have to do this. Okay, hello again. So, I had to bring it to attention. Sometimes, when you need cinnamon and coffee, balance out any sugars, whether it's from fruit, dark chocolate, whatever it is. You gotta balance out your sugar levels. So these are some tricks to trade, especially if you want to lose weight. Honestly, you say try to cut out or cut down sugar and processed food. Eat what you know. The name of your food is, it's like you could identify it, like, hey, Bob, you know, like, hey, Almond, I know you, I know what I'm putting in my system, like, you know what you're putting in your system, like, you know that person, you know what I mean, not like, this has chemical, I don't know what you are, or this has high fructose corn syrup, and you're bad for me, but I'm gonna put you, nope, keep it away, you know. Sometimes, if you care about this stuff, you just gotta make some sacrifices or replace things for other things. Like, there are healthier ways to make it almost similar taste. They make vegan everything. They even make vegan eggs, okay? I saw them yesterday. I think they make them out of soy. Whatever, they make them out of whatever, you know? You still know what it is. It's natural stuff. Anyway. Having coffee. I'm eating a grape, thinking of Infinite Waters, because he's always like, I wake up, have a mouthful of grapes in my mouth. Like, he helped me be vegan. The 7-day vegan challenge in his videos. And just like, if you really want to be conscious about who you are on the planet, being vegan is a good way to do that and get that clarity. And a lot of times it helps me eat a lot healthier because when I was only vegetarian, I had a lot more options. Now vegan, I'm like, I can't eat a lot of stuff. But I know what I can eat and I know there are a lot of options. So, but it saved me what I'm saying, eating some processed stuff that like I know I shouldn't be eating. So it helps me eat healthier by choosing to be vegan. And I'm very much about being conscious and helping the animals and the planet and the environment. So that's why I've grown to be vegan. It works for me. I feel better. Like I said, I'm eating healthier. Again, don't mind me.
I was eating some trail mix again. It's like my weakness. I have a lot of trail mix. Like, I could live off it if I could. So look that one up. No, but really, you know, there's a lot of sources of protein. Like, people are just ask, what do you eat when you're vegan? Infinite Waters was saying, just throw them your chia seeds. Complete source of protein. And you can put it on so many things. Also, hemp is great. Flax. These are things to put on, like, everything. Kale and spinach and some of the greens have protein. Beans. Oh, it's 11:11. What else? There's so many. Peas. Just Google it, you can find some. Also, I think it's very important to get different colors in your diet. So, you know, get the bananas, the blueberries, the avocados. Spirulina is another great one. It might not taste the best, but you could get a kombucha, which has probiotics, so it's good for your digestion. That has these things. So, and then there are ways with spices, you know. Got oregano and basil and, like, turmeric and all these little things that can help your diet, help your health, and prevent cancer, and prevent these things like lemon water, you know. So right now, I don't know how this turned into this. I'm just going to have podcasts about all sorts of stuff. I hope you learn something every time. Let me know. I'm going to keep researching, keep watching videos. Just take a moment. I drew a scanner senses here. Because really, I shouldn't have been eating and talking at the same time. I woke up, I was super hungry because I went a while and didn't eat last night. Trying this new thing where I'm leaving a few hours before bed, like, without eating. So far, so good. But yeah, I guess I could have waited to record, but I felt like I had important things to say for some reason. Anyway, you gotta stop judging yourself and things, you know, you learn from it, like, you might feel like something's off or something's wrong, but, and Oprah said yesterday, I was watching a video, always do the right thing. Excuse me. That might have not been considered the right thing. No, letting it out is the right thing. It's not polite. Well, no one's here, I don't think. Is anyone here? Maybe. But my point is, you can't hold things back. What's the right thing? We all might have a different viewpoint of that. But do what you think is the right thing. I agree with her. Follow those inner voices she was talking about. The universe talks to you. It whispers. It gets louder if you're not listening. But try to listen. Like, really listen. Within. Listen for a voice telling you what to do. And if you need clarity, like, sometimes I don't know what to do. Like, I really need clarity. Yoga, meditation, go on a walk, go into nature, take a shower. Anything that helps get your raise your vibration, you know, more in alignment, gets yourself back in alignment, or gives you some clarity because you're getting rid of the thoughts. Or you're in the trees, you're in pure bliss, you feel the energy around you. These are always to raise your vibration. If you ever feel depressed, if you ever feel like I don't want to go on anymore, go do something. Or go to sleep if that's all you can do. You know, stop thinking. Just stop thinking. If you're at that wavelength, really low, you know, you got to cut it off. Because I've been there, I get it. Depression sucks. Bounce back up. You're like a bouncy ball when you hit rock bottom, okay? Because, and I'm telling you, life's worth living. It gets better. There's more to it. Like, I'm not psychic. Can't say, like, I know what's going to happen to you. But it can. it could take a turn. It could become so amazing the next day or the next moment. You don't never know what's going to happen. But it's all about raising your vibration, being happy, and seeing that. So, you know, sometimes it's hard to get really, really feeling those high vibes, you know, when you're so low. So when you're so low, just do whatever you can. Grab onto one good thought. Abraham Hicks, shout out to you, says 17 seconds. Grab that, and another one will come in, 17 seconds. Do what you can so you climb up. Because, look, it's a win, 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 win. We were winners of this game. We were brought here for a reason. A lot of the time people feel like they don't want to go on or whatever because they're lost and they don't know their purpose. They haven't found their purpose. Or maybe they're caught in some job that they hate. And this has always been a thing with me. I'm constantly trying to look for more work, you know, because if I'm in a job I hate, I can't stay because I listen to my heart. Some people might think it's ridiculous. They're like, hey, stick it out. I'm like, why am I going to be miserable? I could die tomorrow. I'm sorry. Life is supposed to be enjoyed. Money is a made-up energy. Love is more powerful. And what you need is just love. But yes, society has this made-up money. You live in society, especially in the city. You could go live in like the jungle like Tarzan. I actually shout out to Eli showing me this video of this guy who just got hired by Disney to basically be Tarzan when he was already Tarzan, like living in the jungle. He's like living the life. You're getting paid to be you. So I'm always like, okay, I want to get paid to be me. Well, do you know who you are? So, you know, you dive deep. You know, Infinite Waters dives deep. You listen to these consciousness videos. You listen to Oprah saying, your job here is to find yourself. You know what I mean? Like, find out who you are here. You're constantly learning about yourself. And the more experiences and the people you meet, like, why are you seeing these people around you? I always thought about that. Like, you know, if your outer world is a reflection of your inner world, well, why are these strangers in your life right now? Maybe have a conversation with a stranger. You know, they always say, I don't talk to strangers. Like, that stranger could be my new best friend. You could have a really interesting conversation with a stranger who will broaden your mind, make you realize, like, wow, you just taught me something about who I am. You know what I mean? Sometimes strangers might bother us, but if we ask, why are you bothering me? We realize something about ourselves. Do you see what I'm saying? We're all reflections, we're all stardust, we're all the same. And again, I shout out to Infinite Waters for a lot of some of the stuff that I've learned through him. It's like, you know, I have different sources. And shout out to Jim Carrey, I just thought of him. Talking about the law of attraction, talking about living your ideal self, like, I'm kind of in a transition point, okay? You're like, okay, well, what do you do in a transition point? You move forward. You know that this is temporary. Maybe you're not where you want to be. You know you could be more. You know you could be doing more. You're trying to figure out, why are we figuring out? What are we figuring out? You know, what do we want to accomplish here? Well, the same person just walked by on the Porsche in the same direction, but from a different starting point. Okay, that's interesting. That's like a metaphor. So now they're starting from a different point. Same person walked by. So say you're you, and you're walking down the same road in the same direction, but from a different starting point. Who really knows all these dimensions and how it works? You know, I feel like I need to end this podcast, though, and get going with stuff, but I talk over a lot of topics, so I'm not sure what the best one is to do, but I guess I'm just going to say cheers to you. Have a coffee sip. Cheers. If you don't drink coffee, water, whatever. Drink some water, by the way. It's very important to do. But yeah, I'm going to do yoga. I'll probably put a link to the videos that I like to do for you. And just try to get clarity from first step in the morning, okay? Know you're worth it. Know you're awesome. Know you can help people, and maybe you don't know everything yet, and that's fine, but just keep giving what you can. And just stay at your high vibration, and I'll start working for you. Send out love, it'll come back. And you don't need to figure out everything, you know? You don't need to. Like right now, just be. Just be. Just be. Your amazing, beautiful self. Your soul. Your vibes. Your energy. Bring that best version presence to everyone you see.
be that. Put your hands on your heart. Know that you are amazing. You are a shining star. The fact that you're alive is a miracle. The miracle that you are. Just stay awesome. Peace and love. This is Siphon of the Dream Bubble Show, also known as Patois Love, and my Dream Bubble Meditation. Thank you for tuning in. I hope it raised your vibration, helped you in some way. Please leave a comment if you want me to keep making these. I'm going to probably keep doing it anyway. You know. Do what they say. Listen to that inner voice. Follow your gut. Follow your heart. Your soul is on a mission. We're on a mission. You have a purpose, whether you know what it is or not. Just listen in. Just listen in. Just listen in. Just listen in. Just be. Stay awesome. Peace and love.